Good evening. It's 5:47 p.m. on Thursday, July 28th, and welcome to the special meeting of the Human Rights Commission for the Hero Awards of 2016. Just a few notes before we begin. Staff has already let people know that everyone needs to be seated, and if you don't have a seat, please go down the hall to the left to room 263, where we have overflow capacity and, I believe, video. And also, just another reminder, staff has already let people know that there will be 2 minutes for each individual awardee and each group who gets an award, as well as other individuals in the audience from the public who want to make public comment. 2 minutes will be provided at the end of the presentations. We have, as you can see, we have a lot of people in the chamber, and we have a lengthy awardee agenda, and we want to make sure that all the awardees are able to receive their awards before they have to leave this evening. And so we're going to organize things that way to try to be fair to everyone. So welcome. Mr. Secretary, would you please read the roll?
Commission Chair Susan Christian.
Here.
Vice Chair Cheryl Evan Davis.
Here.
Commissioner Michael Pappas.
Here.
Commissioner Richard Pio Rota.
Here.
Commissioner Abigail Porth.
Here.
Commissioner Michael Sweet.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. So my name is Susan Christian, and I am fortunate enough to be the chair of the Human Rights Commission. Welcome tonight. These have been extraordinarily trying times. It's been going on for a couple of years, and it just seems day by day to increase. There's been a lot of pain in all of our communities. And we're here tonight to acknowledge and to celebrate the role of advocacy for justice in moving along the fight for justice and the fight for equality. There are many different people in the room tonight, and among the awardees, we have a number of different areas of focus and perspective. We want everyone to feel our thanks and our respect tonight, and we want you to know that we all understand the role that community advocacy plays in change and the fight for justice. And that's what we're here to honor tonight. So thank you for being here. In advance, thank you to all the awardees, and thank you to the members of the public who have come out. I first want to acknowledge the members of our Equity Advisory Committee. As many of you may know, the Hero Awards are given by the Human Rights Commission each year, but it's through one of our citizen advisory committees, the Equity Advisory Committee, that the theme is chosen, the theme for the year is chosen, and the individuals that nominations for the awards are solicited. And once those nominations are received, individuals and organizations are chosen to receive the awards. This is a lot of work, aside from the work that they do throughout the year on the projects meant to advance equity in our community. So I want to acknowledge them by name. Leticia Alcantar, Dina Austin, Vanessa Banks, Paul Day, Jesse Fernandez, Morris Green Jr., Angela Jenkins, Joanna Le Pen, Adam Mejis, Angel Morales Carrion, Irene Phan, Azalea Reinfeld, Raquel Santiago, and Kathy Schaff. Please join me in thanking them for their work on this award. Vice Chair Davis, did you want to say any words of welcome?
Okay.
Well, I know that there are a lot of people out there that definitely want to have an opportunity to speak, so I don't want to take up a lot of time, but I do just want to echo what Chair Christian has said. We applaud and appreciate the commitment and dedication to advance community needs from a community perspective. So thank you all for being here and for doing what you do in support of community.
Thank you. So now we will move to item number 3 on the agenda, presentation of the San Francisco Human Rights Commission 2016 Hero Awards. The first category is the HRC Hero Award for students. The first award goes to Emir Bokhara.
He's out there. So come up to the front.
Emir Bokhara is a rising 10th grader at John O'Connell High School and a summer intern with the Community Safety Initiative, a project of collective impact.
Oh, no.
Stay open. Oh, Emir.
And so the way that we're doing this, the awardees come up, they get their thanks, they get their picture, and then if they have the staying power and their schedule allows, we will be able to hear from them a little later. So thank you, Emir. Do you want to do the next one?
Chinwendu. Let's give it up for Chinwendu for being here. Chinwendu is a rising 11th grader at Raoul Wallenberg High School and summer intern with the Community Safety Initiative.
Thank you. Next, we have student leaders in the Ethnic Studies Student Organization at San Francisco State University. This is a student group that advocates for human rights at San Francisco State and the larger community through its many support programs. This is a student group that advocates for human rights at San Francisco State and the larger community through its many support programs for low-income and communities of color, the LGBTQI movement, undocumented students and their families, and the formerly incarcerated, as well as the defense and advancement of ethnic studies. Thank you for your work.
Next, we have Rooftop Social Justice Committee. A student-led organization at Rooftop Middle School with a commitment to social justice campaigns that aim to serve and impact the diverse needs of their school community.
There we go.
Gotta love Noah. You gotta love Noah. He's the staff person, the photographer. Yeah.
Thank you so much for your advocacy on behalf of the community. Next, we're moving to the HRC Award, Hero Award for Individuals. Our first award goes to Yolanda Williams. Yolanda is a sergeant in the San Francisco Police Department She is the president of the Officers for Justice and founder of the Not on My Watch initiative. Thank you so much for your work.
Next, we have Christina Mitra and Natalia Vigil, founders and co-creators of Still Here, a four-year running show at the National Queer Arts Festival. Thank you.
Our next awardee is Juanita Moore. As everyone in San Francisco knows, Juanita is an accomplished drag performer, fashion muse, fundraiser, and gourmand.
Next, we have Karen Shane, the reentry policy planner in the reentry division of the San Francisco Adult Probation Department. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you so much for this critical work in the community. Next is Tiffany Marie Johnson. Ms. Johnson is a clearly beloved teacher at Leadership High School in San Francisco, founder of H2O Productions, and a PhD candidate at the University of California, Berkeley. Thank you all for your incredible advocacy in the community.
Next we have Liz Jackson Simpson, the executive director of the Success Center, a longtime advocate in the reentry community, and a mother of many in the neighborhood. So give a hand for Liz Jackson Simpson.
Thank you all for your incredible work. Without this work that you have done, our community would be much less equal and much more poor. Next, we move to HRC Hero Awards for organizations.
Is this better?
Thank you. Sorry about that, trying to share the microphone. Next, we move to the HRC Awards for organizations. Our first organization is United Players, a violence prevention. United Players is a violence prevention and youth development organization that provides a comprehensive range of services to prepare vulnerable youth for higher education, employment, and healthy living within a safe, nurturing, and collaborative environment. Veronica, will you be accepting the award for them, or are they coming? Okay, we will pause for a minute. And while we're waiting to have them arrive in the chamber, we're going to move to the next awardee in the interest of time. The next organization to receive an award is the Idris Stelly Foundation. Idris Deli Foundation is a nonprofit organization created to honor Idris Deli, an African-American man killed by San Francisco Police Department in 2001. The ISF provides a variety of free services to San Francisco residents. Thank you so much for your work. Next, the No New Jail Coalition. This is a coalition of San Francisco Bay Area organizations and community members who successfully advocated to prevent a new jail from being constructed in San Francisco. And if they are in the overflow room, we will wait for them to arrive. They're here? Great. Our next organizational awardee is Coleman Advocates for Children and Youth. Coleman is a nonprofit organization that builds the leadership and power of low-income and working-class youth and parents of color in San Francisco in order to advance racial and economic justice in the schools and in the city.
Next, Amor for Alex Nieto, a coalition. This is a coalition of family, friends, and community members of Alex Nieto, formed to demand justice and love for Mr. Nieto, a Latino man killed by San Francisco Police Department in 2014.
The next organizational award goes to the Urban Campesinos, a food justice and young adult leadership program aimed at bettering the environmental, economic, and health conditions experienced by working families in the southeast neighborhoods of San Francisco. Next organization is the Ethnic Studies Student Organization at San Francisco State University. This is a student group that advocates for human rights at San Francisco State and the larger community through its many support programs for low-income and communities of color, the LGBTQI movement, undocumented students and their families, and the formerly incarcerated, as well as the defense and advancement of ethnic studies. Root and Rebound. The next organization is Root and Rebound, a nonprofit that is working to increase access to justice and opportunity for reentry populations and to educate and empower those who support them, fundamentally advancing and strengthening the reentry infrastructure in San Francisco and across the state of California. If Root and Rebound is in the overflow room, we will acknowledge them once they get here. In the interest of time, we'll read the next organization. Unless, Veronica, do you see them? Okay, thank you. The next organization is Roadmap to Peace Initiative. Roadmap to Peace is a 5-year community-driven systems reform initiative dedicated to transforming the health and safety outcomes of the most disconnected Latino youth aged 13 to 24 in San Francisco. Our next organization is Justice for Elmicar Perez Lopez. Justice for Elmicar is a coalition of friends and neighbors of Elmicar Perez Lopez formed to demand justice and love for Mr. Perez Lopez, a Latino man killed by San Francisco Police Department in 2015. Great. And so I understand that Root and Rebound is now in the room, if they will come up. Once again, Root and Rebound is a nonprofit working to increase access to justice and opportunity for reentry populations and to educate and empower those who support them, fundamentally advancing and strengthening the reentry infrastructure in San Francisco and in California. Our next organization is the Do No Harm Coalition. Do No Harm is a coalition of more than 100 University of California, San Francisco physicians, nurses, students, and staff formed to raise awareness of the dual public health crisis of police violence and institutionalized racism, which together take a disproportionate toll on communities of color. Next is the Justice for Mario Woods Coalition. This is a coalition fighting for justice for Mario Woods, an African-American man who was killed by San Francisco Police Department in 2015. Excuse me, sir, I'm sorry, but the way that we've organized tonight, and to be fair to all of the recipients, is to have all recipient comment and a public comment reserved for the end, and so I'm unfortunately I can't take your comments at this moment.
Well, we cannot take the award if you'd like to hear from us. This is the perfect opportunity
for us to share with you on why the justice will have to wait until the end. If you would please, sir, if you would please, you know, respect the rights of everybody else who's receiving an award tonight to be heard in the way that the organizations have been called to be presented. We're not taking comment right now. We're not taking comment. You can speak along with everyone else at the time that it's designated for.
For this community, yeah. To join us and become the loudest voice. for black and brown murder victims of the San Francisco Police Department. When are you going to stand up and be counted? We don't need a piece of paper to be rewarded for so that you can put a strike or light a candle in your group to say that you recognize justice. We want you to stand up for justice. Stop the murder of our young people. There's blood on the street. Mothers, sons, and fathers got 6 feet of dirt in their face. Some of them been cremated. And we're talking about getting a piece of paper? Huh? Where were you at when we had the Mario Woods Day celebration? That this city voted for to have the Board of Supervisors July 22nd was Mario Woods Day. Where were you at? I didn't see none of you there to stand with us.
So let's make it clear. You can call a hearing, an emergency hearing, to speak to this violence and senseless violence by the SFPD. You can do that. I encourage you, we encourage you to call a hearing.
Please.
So you can hear from all the coalitions. So you can hear from us on what we want this body to do to represent us here in San Francisco. While you have coalitions and people on the front line putting their lives on the line and sacrificing for justice. So now you have the ball in your court. 18 people have been killed by SFPD since 2011. No officer have went to jail.
Respect everything that has been said here. I just want to make one point of clarity. I just want to make one point of clarity. I want to be really clear that these awards, and I respect, and I want to say that we want to follow up. I just want to say one thing because I want to also be respectful of the people who are not on the commission, who made these recommendations, who actually fought the system in your behalf. They stood up earlier. Those are people in community that, but can I just want to say that I hear you, and we can all do better, but I also want to make sure that we understand, right, that we're respectful to each other and that we do not violate other people's rights as we advocate for our own. That's all I want to say.
So, Human Rights Commission honored Amor for Alex Nieto because the city of San Francisco in its totality simply could not been murdered. San Franciscan Alex Nieto and his family and community needed help. Politicians, police officers, district attorneys, city. and with much more love than the city ever could. Grassroots grunts fought harder and smarter than billionaires.
Yes.
Yes.
So we have allowed you to speak out of turn in the.
Now sits in shame.
We have a. Excuse me. Would you please allow me to speak now? If you don't allow me to speak, I'm going to have to adjourn the meeting. And other people who have come out tonight will not be heard because you insist upon taking more time than anyone else will be allowed.
Where he was killed to Alex Nieto Parque Holmes. All right, work to prosecute the unlawful killers of Javier Carpenter.
The meeting is adjourned.